You are listening to The Scene. I am your host, Laura Holloway, and today we are talking with a very talented, very lovely, very youthful and vibrant cast of the upcoming production of The Wizard of Oz, presented by the Putnam and Jackson County Homeschool Association.
Mm-hmm. Is yes, that ma'am. It?
All right. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves, guys.
Hi, I'm Lily Anderson, and I'll be playing Dorothy.
Hi, I'm Maya Shepherd. I'll be playing the Wicked Witch.
I'm Wilson Hazleton, and I'll be playing the Scarecrow.
And I am Adam Judd, and I will be playing the Wizard of Oz.
Gosh, these are all just really great roles. And have you always wanted to play these roles?
You know, personally, I've always thought that the wizard is a really cool dude. He ends up being a little bit of a fraud, but, you know, I think that definitely just that initial scene wherever he just has that booming voice that you hear and it scares him half to death. I've always thought that that's a really fun role to play.
I love that you call him a fraud, but then in the end, he ends up, you know, he still wants to
be. He ends up being an
alright
guy. Yeah.
And then, Lily, for you, I think mm-hmm. that a lot of people grow up, little girls that are in theater, and they want to play Dorothy. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like to play this role?
It's really, really cool, and I've been Dorothy twice for Halloween, and I've grown up loving the movie. I never really thought that we'd be able to do this, and let alone I'd be Dorothy. So this has been a really cool experience, and I'm excited to get on stage.
That's awesome. And Maya, for you, I think the Wicked Witch is one of the most underestimated yet most loved, mm-hmm. beloved villains in mm-hmm. all of literature. And how does it feel to play that role?
It's so fun. Like, I've never gotten to be, like, the evil character in, like, one of our plays. And it's, like, just such a great experience.
So are you in full green face? Are we painting
yes.
you in full green? Are your hands,
yes.
like, talk me through your costume for this.
So, thankfully, I actually have green gloves okay. because when you paint your hands, it leaves green everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we're going to paint my face. We actually tried out my makeup yesterday, and it's awesome. Like, I think it's so fun.
It is fun to play the villain, I think. And then Lawson, for you, playing the Scarecrow, I think one of the most lovable characters. And, you know, obviously a heart of gold and on the search for a brain. And what does it feel like to play that role? And is there dancing involved in the show?
Yes, there's mm-hmm.
okay.
quite a bit of dancing. I'm not really a limber person, so definitely having to figure things out with that. So,
what does a rehearsal process look like for you guys? Talk me through audition to now.
Mm-hmm.
So for our actual roles that we get picked ourselves, we've actually grown up with just about the same director, so we've been encountered through them, so they've gotten to watch us progress in our acting, so they actually get to choose our roles for us, which has been something really fun. And as it relates to rehearsals, I think that it's just a really fun time to get to spend time together, but also be serious and, you know, really work on this. And there is a lot of work that goes into this every yeah. single year, for sure.
I love that you said that you're growing up with directors that handpicked these roles for you, kind of based on mm-hmm. your skills and your character and kind of who they envisioned you for. If you could switch roles, what would you change to?
I'm personally happy with my role myself.
I
like
I'm
the wizard.
Loving
the
my
title,
character.
The title character. The title character. So tell me about when you go to rehearsal, how many days a week are you rehearsing for this show?
Well, we start off with just rehearsing on Mondays and occasionally throwing a Friday in on there.
Mm-hmm.
But as it comes closer to the playtime, we actually have 2 weeks that are set aside that every weekday we actually work on it. And it's very time consuming. We usually work from about 8 in the morning to somewhere around 4 in the afternoon. So we definitely put in a lot of time and effort into that. And those 2 weeks are very focused, and we just have to be very intentional with our time then.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a lot of work. A lot of people, when you go to see a show or you go to the theater, you don't realize how much work is going into it. And mm-hmm. especially for students, it's not like you're getting paid. This is you're doing this for free because you love it. And what makes you love it?
Oh, man.
Really just getting to be together. Like,
yeah.
It's just so fun. And, like, getting to, like, build the relationships and create a show, and there's so many different parts to it. Like, it's just, it's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking for the other seniors, I know that a lot of us, we've been in this together for our whole entire lives. And like I said about the directors, we've all gotten to grow up together and see each other progress in our acting from being just someone in the ensemble who, you know, maybe comes on stage for about one scene to being at these people like Lily, for instance, who's in basically every scene of the play for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely just special getting to grow up together and build those bonds and relationships.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then for parts of the show that require more work, like Lawson, you're talking about having to get a little bit more limber to play the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
How do you tackle things that are a little bit outside of your comfort zone?
Our directors are super helpful. There's been multiple scenes, like especially my laugh, because, you know, like
yeah.
that's super iconic. Like, you really want to get it well done. And so, like, I'll be like, okay, should I do it like longer, louder, higher pitch? Like, and they give us feedback.
Oh,
like,
we're going to have to hear that laugh when we come back. You are listening to The Scene, and I'm your host, Laura Holloway. And this morning we are talking with the Putnam and Jackson County High School Homeschool Association and their upcoming production of The Wizard of Oz. We've got four members of this very talented cast here with us today: Maya Shepherd, Lawson Hazelton, Lily Anderson, and Adam Judd. And we're talking about the show that's coming up March 21st through the 23rd. Where can we see this show? Where is this show playing?
So the show will be at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center here in Cookeville, of course. And we always look forward to using this venue. I'd like to shout out the people who let us use it. Definitely, it's always been a great experience, and we are very thankful for the opportunity to perform here.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're great folks over at CPAC and really helped to build this community and keep the theater community going and together. Tell me a little bit about your preparation for the role. Lily, let's start with you.
Okay. I think definitely just the 1939 movie, watching it over and over again, and I think this show is a good one to end with because I just know it so well from watching it childhood over and over again. And yeah, I think it's kind of ingrained in my brain too, the role of Dorothy, but I think doing it now, I have to like watch for little details and, you know, her mannerisms and things. So yeah.
And what about for you, Ben, in getting ready to play the Wicked Witch?
Well, we had the opportunity to go see Wicked. Well, I did, at least with my family, and it was awesome. Like, it just, like, it made me so excited. So we had just found out what the play was, and, like, just kind of seeing a little bit of the backstory to the movie, like, it just made it even more exciting.
I love that. And what about you, Lawson?
It's kind of what Lily said about just watching the movie and just studying all the, like, little details of the characters.
And then what about for you, Adam?
I also have had the opportunity to see the play Wicked at TPAC. I thought that that was a great performance. I like to pick up on a little bit more of the actual wizard himself because we don't actually see that a lot in the movie. But overall, just watching the movie over and over again, I've even personally read the book, which is quite intriguing. It's a little bit different than the play, but it's for sure a help.
Did any of you ever see the movie Return to Oz? A much lesser known 80s sequel that no one should see, I don't think. But it's a darker side of Oz.
Wow.
Have you read about the history of the movie Wizard of Oz? Have you seen kind of some of the things that happened behind the scenes, especially with the makeup and the paint? You're talking about putting that green makeup on. And the actress was really sick for a long time. They caught her on fire at one point. Yeah. There was a lot of things that happened with that. How are you protecting each other during the stage performance of this show? What is your plan? No, I'm just kidding. What is your favorite thing about doing a show? When the curtain goes up and you have that moment with the audience, what is your favorite thing? What keeps you coming back to doing this?
I think it's just like, just the feeling of being on stage and right before the kind of jittery nerves that you get, but it's so exciting. And we've been doing this since we were little itty bitty kids, and it's just kind of been a thing we look forward to and a great opportunity that I don't think we would have been able, like, we haven't gotten until we started doing these.
And then you actually have a real dog playing Toto. Is this true? Talk to me about the dog playing Toto, and how's that going in rehearsals?
I think it's going pretty well. Like, he's really sweet. I haven't heard him bark once. He's really getting used to being here with all of us and me, and I think it's going to be great.
He's been very sweet, and he loves Lily already, so, like, it's just...
Does he dislike you? Is he already, like, starting to dislike you a little bit?
Not yet. We're kind of working on that.
How big is the cast for this show?
We have a rather small cast as it relates to us older ones. Us in high school, there's probably less than 20 of us, but we actually have a good group of little kids who like to perform with us. They're at the stage wherever we were just a few years ago, and it's definitely fun to see them in the ensemble roles and just getting to interact with them because they're all super sweet, of course.
Are these the Munchkins, I take it?
These are the Munchkins.
They are, and the Flying Monkeys.
Yeah. And the Flying Monkeys. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very exciting. How does your family support you in this? What's it like at home when you have to go to rehearsal every night of the week? And
my whole family's in it, so
yeah. My mom is one of the directors. So.
That's awesome.
It definitely is very nice because a lot of our moms actually do support us in backstage roles or in some other things. My mother runs the music for the show and has for many years, And the moms are awesome. I mean, they do so much that nothing, no one will ever see, if it's even just taking care of the ensemble kids, because some of them, you know, might need a little bit more occupation than the other ones, you know. But they're very supportive. They're very loving. And we sure are exhausted after the end of the process, but we definitely are very well supported at home.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. Moms are awesome. I will not disagree with that. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Scene, and I am your host, Laura Holloway. We are here with the cast of the upcoming production of The Wizard of Oz, presented by the Putnam and Jackson County Homeschool Association. We're here with four of these very talented cast members. Are all of you seniors? Everybody here a senior?
We are. Yep.
Let's talk about what's next for you guys. What is next for this group of seniors graduating and going out into the world?
I can start over here. I personally will be attending Tennessee Tech in the fall. I've already been an admitted student. I'm looking forward to trying to pursue a nursing degree.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What about you, Lawson?
I'm currently doing construction with my brother-in-law, framing houses.
Very nice. Very nice.
And what definitely about going to college, kind of trying to figure out where I'm going to go, but I'm excited.
Good. I'm going to be going to Tennessee Tech as well, and I'm hoping to get a degree in vocal education. So
what do you want to do? You've had this life in theater. You've all talked about how you've grown up together doing this since you were little bitty. Do you see yourself doing this later? Do you see this being something that is a hobby in your life, or do you ever see yourself pursuing this as a career?
Personally, if I'm going to speak, I would say that I don't see this as much as a career, as much as I definitely plan on the years to come. I assume that these productions will resume and continue, of course, and I look forward to supporting them and just getting to relive through different kids.
That's awesome.
As a dream, I think it sounds like it would be really fun, but realistically speaking, I don't think that it would ever really happen.
Lawson, that's heartbreaking. The good thing is there's plenty of opportunities to do theater here in town without having to do it professionally and make your life out of it and stay in it. Because if it's something that you love and enjoy, what about for you guys? Do you see this? And you want to go into vocal education.
So I think, you know, like a music director for a production somewhere. I hope to kind of stay in that realm of teaching kids how to sing, and specifically musical theater, because I've kind of broken out of my shell doing this type of thing. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to do.
And what about for you, Maya?
Well, I've gotten to help with choreography over the past few years, and it's been so much fun. And so, like, I'm interested to see, and mostly working with the kids. Like, I'm excited to see, like, how I can use the skills that I've learned through that, like, in the future.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Why do you think having theater for high school, for middle school, elementary school, why do you think it's important that kids do theater growing up?
I definitely think that it helps in your development of just talking and interacting with others, because you get to do so many different things with so many different people. And I think definitely letting go of yourself and just letting yourself be expressive and just be big out there, and to show just how personable you can be, really can help you. And it just helps you understand your emotions and how to express them a little bit too.
Very good. Very true.
I think it helps too with creativity. You want to, like, trying to figure out how you want to portray your role that you've been given.
What about for you, Maya?
I mean, I was going to go with creativity, too. Like, I've gotten, like, as you go and, like, grow with everybody, like, you kind of get to see different sides of the costumes and the set and the props and everything that goes into it. And it's so awesome to see everybody's, like, different perspective and, like, putting that together to create the show.
I think, like Adam kind of said, just it's a way to kind of let go. If you're nervous in the real world, you can be confident and just kind of let yourself be something else on stage. And I think it's a really good way to gain confidence when you're young, especially.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your favorite part of this show?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I definitely think that all of it's definitely going to be a blast, and I think that our audience will really enjoy it. Of course, you always like the beginning. The beginning really just sets the stage for everything, and, you know, going to have the twister, and that'll be fun. And also, of course, since I am Oz the Great and Powerful, I mean, I kind of like that part myself.
So tell us, how can people get tickets for this show? How can people come and support this performance?
So to get tickets for our show, you can either visit the CPAC website up on Google, or you can also call their office there and they can assist you with any ticket needs that you have.
So talk me through these performance dates, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and then there's three evening performances and two matinees?
That is correct. We have 9:30 shows on March 21st and 22nd, but we also have night shows for each of those dates along with the 23rd, both starting at 7 p.m.
Thank you for listening to The Scene. We have been chatting with the cast of The Wizard of Oz, with a show coming up March 21st through 23rd. Thanks for joining us.